Welcome to another engaging week of school. Today is September 5th, 2022, and here are the events happening this week. Today is Labor Day and there is no school. This holiday started in the late 1800s to recognize the many contributions ordinary working people have made to America's strength, prosperity, and well-being. The first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882 in New York City. Tuesday, September 6th, is Read a Book Day. All students have had a chance to check out a new book from the library this year, so find a quiet, shady spot and read. Parents, check out the Parents Corner in the Bitmoji Library on the school website for more information about our school library program. Wednesday, September 7th, is Picture Day. So pick out your favorite outfit and get those amazing smiles ready for the camera. And Friday, September 9th, is Teddy Bear Day to honor the history of one of the most popular childhood toys. The U.S. toy bearers derived their name, Teddy, from President Theodore Roosevelt, who declined to shoot a captured bear cub on a hunting expedition in Mississippi in 1902. Clifford Berryman published a caricature of the incident in the Washington Post, which instantly became a classic.
Everybody, this is Juniper. Today I'm going to be reading some book reviews. The first book that I think 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders should read is a book called Fablehaven by Brandon Mull. This is a story about two siblings whose parents are going on a trip. They are taken to their grandparents' house, and while on the way they see tons of warning signs. They are confused and wonder if this is actually their grandparents' house. They arrive and see their grandparents. They tell them the rules, like don't go into the forest. Ever. Then, in the morning, while Kendra is looking at all the bugs around the little pond in the backyard, Seth sneaks into the forest and starts exploring. You'll never believe what happens next. To find out, read Fablehaven by Brandon Mull. Another good book that I suggest for 1st and 2nd graders is The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. If you like adventure books, then you're going to love this one. The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane is a story about a China rabbit named Edward. Edward lives with a little girl named Abilene. They live on a street called Egypt Street. She loves Edward with all of her heart, and she even has tiny clothes that she changes every morning. One day, her and her family are going on a cruise, and Abilene insists they take Edward. Her family agrees. Two mean little boys are on the cruise, and they are being mean to Abilene. They take Edward and rip off his tiny clothes. Abilene tries to get him back, but then plop. One of the boys dropped Edward right into the ocean. What will Abilene do? Find out in The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane, by Kate DiCamillo.
And here's Reese with an interview of our 3rd grade teachers.
How long have you been teaching?
This is my 6th year teaching. Six? And 2nd year in 3rd grade.
Now, Mr. Kimley.
I've been teaching, this is my 12th year, so I've taught 11 years, and 8 of those years were at Red Rocks, and 3 were at other schools.
How long have you been teaching at Red Rocks?
Oh, this is my 2nd consecutive year at Red Rocks. I taught at Red Rocks a few years ago, so I've been at Red Rocks a total of 3 years.
Okay.
I taught 2 years of 3rd grade before I stayed home with my daughter when she was born.
All right.
And then I taught 6 years after that.
Oh, wow.
So 8 years total at Red Rocks.
All right. Tell me the thing you were looking forward to this year.
Oh, every year I always look forward to a new group of kids and getting to get to know them and love them. And, you know, I like giving hugs, so squeezing them.
it's the kids for me for sure. And what I love the most is when some kid is struggling with something and you see that light bulb go on in their head.
What do you like to do when you're not teaching?
Oh, what do I not like to do? No, I'm just kidding. I like to, my husband and I like concert going, so we see a lot of concerts at Red Rocks and trying new restaurants and mostly just hanging out with family and friends.
All right. Now, Mr. Kemri.
So I like getting outdoors as much as possible. My family, we like to mountain bike and hike, especially love skiing. I call it skiing, even though I snowboard, because everybody that I really go with skis. We love watching movies and snuggling up on the couch, too, when it's one of the minimal cruddy days we have.
What is your favorite subject to teach and why?
Oh, my goodness. I love teaching reading. I think I like teaching reading because literacy has become like a passion of mine. Yeah. So I like teaching all of the reading concepts and seeing kids get the comprehension. And it's really fun for me.
All right.
And I like teaching math and writing a lot, but I think my favorite thing to teach probably is social studies. What I really love about social studies is like how we can learn from history and like what happened, and you know, when kids really get into different cultures and experiences from around the world.
If you could not teach third grade, what other grade would you like to teach?
Hands down, fifth grade.
Oh, yeah.
I love fifth grade content, and like what Mr. Kemri was just saying, fifth grade social studies is so fun. And fifth grade science.
That's interesting that you say fifth grade, because I did my student teaching in fifth grade, and I think I've already taught fourth grade, but I have not officially taught fifth grade yet. Since I did that doing my student teaching, that was the grade level that I thought I was going to be the most interested in. And having heard some of the awesome social studies and science and cool extracurricular activities, I think I would really like to try that.
Last question. What is your favorite book that you like to read aloud to your class?
Oh my goodness. Great question. Well, when I was in fifth grade, my favorite book to read was Wonder and The Unteachables by Gordon Corman. Wonder is a great one because it teaches about, you know, student being brave, and The Unteachables is about a group of kids that they were thrown into a class in middle school because teachers believed they couldn't learn. And then a teacher came and realized that they could learn, and they had such a great year. It was a great book of, you know, how you could persevere. In third grade, I think I like reading aloud The One and Only Ivan, teaching the theme of friendship.
Yeah. I've read aloud a lot of books over the years, and I can't say that I have an absolute favorite. I think what I really enjoy about reading aloud all books is just getting into the like kind of the picture or the movie in your mind. And I like to do voices, so I do different voices, like I'll do accents for the different characters in Harry Potter, for example.
And
it's really fun because I think it helps transport the kids into the story more.
Thank you. Elementary School. First, tell me a little about yourself.
My name's Kalina. I'm in fourth grade. I have two siblings and no pets.
My name is Bridger. I'm in fourth grade. I have one sibling and four snails.
What would you like to do in your spare time?
I like to play the ukulele and guitar.
I like to draw and play with my sisters.
If you could visit any place in the world, where would you go and why?
I'd go to Italy because there's lots of art and museums there.
I'd go to Greece because you can go lost in town and there's good views.
What is your favorite school subject?
I like reading and math.
I like math because we get to learn new things. When did you start playing ukulele?
About age 5.
When did you start playing ballet?
I started about a year ago, but I stopped.
What do you enjoy the most about your talent?
Well, I like dancing and doing, like, just pretty much just dancing because it's super fun.
I like writing songs on the ukulele and hearing how the amazing sound is.
What keeps you going when you get stuck or frustrated?
I'd go in my room and probably snuggle with my favorite stuffy or read my favorite book.
I'd go in my room and probably just read a book and relax.
What advice would you give to another student who wanted to do ballet?
I tell them that it's okay if you make a mistake. Just try your hardest. And I'd try to teach them a couple of the things in ballet so that they're ready.
I'd say you should learn ukulele because it's a really good talent and it's awesome to learn.
Well, those are all the questions I need to ask you. See you next time. Bye.
Okay, so I'm interviewing Miss Miller. She's the orchestra teacher. So first question, what inspired you to start teaching orchestra?
So when I was in sixth grade, I knew I wanted to teach. And I had started playing violin in fourth grade at my elementary school. And I used to want to teach kindergarten. And then when I got into high school, I really liked Spanish and orchestra, and I thought, well, maybe I'll teach Spanish or maybe I'll teach orchestra. And just by the time I got through high school, I decided I wanted to teach orchestra because I loved it so much that I wanted to share the joy that I felt with students.
Wow. So, second question. If students like needed some help or they had like a different language, would you like help them? Like say if they were Spanish, would you like know how to help them?
I have actually had some English language learning students, so some native Spanish speakers. I haven't had so many in elementary school, but I've had some students in my high school classes who hadn't had the opportunity to join in elementary school, and they have come and learned in my high school class. And the way that we have worked together is sometimes using technology to help translate. So sometimes they would have their device and type something, and I would type back and it would translate for us if they didn't know very much English. And then music is really cool because a lot of it is you don't need to speak the same language. Music, if you can read music and I can read music, we could speak different languages and we could sit together and look at the music and we could play together at the same time, which is really cool.
Third question. So, how many schools have you been to?
How many schools do I teach?
Yeah.
So my current job, I teach at 7 elementary schools, 1 middle school, and 1 high school.
Like, have you ever had any bad experiences? Like, where someone just wouldn't do what they were supposed to?
Sure. You always have those, right? Some people make choices, and we try to just, hey, will you try it this way? Right? Be kind to our people.
Okay, so I do want to ask, like, what are your recommendations for, like, if someone doesn't know which string instrument or orchestra instrument they want to play?
So my recommendation for any instrument, really, is listening to that instrument's sound and making sure that you really love the sound of that instrument. Listen to some professionals play. There's a lot of really cool recordings out there, like the two cellos. Have you ever heard them?
No.
Two cellos does some really cool, like, rock music. Lindsay Sterling. Have you heard of her? No, she does some really cool, like, violin playing and dancing, and it's really cool. And there's orchestras you could listen to and professional classical musicians. So really getting a handle on, do you like the sound? Like, if you don't like the sound, don't play that instrument, right?
Yeah, but what if someone's parents wants them to do one of the instruments they don't want to?
Well, that's a conversation you have to have with your parents. I would say you need to write them a persuasive essay on why you should play this instrument that you really love.
So my name is Adara. I'm interviewing band and orchestra. So I hope you enjoy. Peace.
I've been trying to open this chest all day, but it won't open.
That's because it's a brick.
What's the craziest animal in the world? A maniac. What can jump higher than a building? Anything that can jump, because a building can't jump. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dozen.
Dozen who?
Doesn't anyone want to let me in? Why did a scarecrow win a Nobel Peace Prize? 'Cause he was outstanding on his field. What did the duck say after he bought his chapstick? I better put this on my bill. Why do hummingbirds hum? 'Cause they don't know the words. What kind of socks do grizzly wear? None, 'cause they have bare feet. What do you call a sad strawberry? A blueberry. What happens when a grape gets run over crossing the street? A traffic jam. Thanks for listening. That was your weekly comedy report. It's supposed to be funny, honey.
Thank you for joining us for the latest and greatest from our Red Rock students. Your podcast crew this week was Junie, Reese, Josephine, Adara, and Calvin. If you'd like to be a part of this podcast, sign up in the Bitmoji library on the website by clicking on Mrs. McDowell's cell phone. And remember, if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams, and you will always look lovely. By Roald Dahl. R-O-C-K. You rock! You rock!